More than 600 model warplanes built by a Korean War veteran are landing for the final time in a South Jersey Air Museum. WHYY's John Abbott reports on one vet's life work.
This is von Richter's plane during the First World War, and this was always one of my favorites. I see he lost his propeller.
That's 87-year-old Daniel Inman describing a bright red biplane meticulously assembled and detailed with Iron Cross insignia. It's one of hundreds he assembled while serving aboard a merchant marine ship during the Korean War. By the time he retired from the service, the planes covered every inch of his Marlton home. He says since he was a teen in South Philly, he's enjoyed building model planes.
They had a model shop at 22nd and Walnut Street, and that's where I bought my first airplane for 10 cents and started building them.
Some of the models were destroyed in the mail when Inman's ship rolled in rough seas, or when his great-grandson played a little too roughly with them. Most are in excellent shape. But in time, Inman moved into a seniors care center in Cherry Hill, and the fate of the collection was in doubt. Dana Watson, Inman's stepdaughter, says the family couldn't bear to part with what she calls his life's work. Watson eventually found the Air Victory Museum in Lumberton, New Jersey, which agreed to adopt most of the models. Ben Walczak serves on its board of directors and is heading up relocation and conservation of the models.
We were astounded that were this many aircraft to begin with. But when we came here and saw the quality of the airplanes, they are truly quality painted airplanes.
About half of the collection will be on display at the museum. The remaining half will be given, in Inman's name, to about 300 local children who are scheduled to visit the museum at the end of the month. So Daniel Inman's squadron of a lifetime will fly again. In Marlton, John Abbott, WHYY News.